We're having a difficult close to this incredibly tough year. Over 70% of adults in Massachusetts say that this holiday season will be worse than most or the worst ever. And that gets me in my heart. It's from a new poll this week by Suffolk University and the Boston Globe. So we're going to try to bring you a bit of joy. Veronica Robles is a mariachi singer and runs the Veronica Robles Cultural Center in East Boston. She knows that this year has been hard, and so she thought up a way to bring some holiday spirit to her community. On Thursday night, she will be telling some of her family's stories of Christmases past with the debut of a virtual performance, A Mexican Christmas, Songs and Stories, presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston. We spoke with Veronica this week, and she told us what the holidays were all about growing up in Mexico City.
The most important thing for me about the Mexican Christmas is gathering with your whole family. My grandmother had 12 children. The tradition was that we all gathered together no matter what for Christmas. And before that, the memories of cooking, everyone preparing, making sure that everything is ready for the big day. And that is a whole, you know, experience with the intergenerational experience. It's an intergenerational experience with the family, the little children, the uncles, and everybody participating. So that I think that's the most important thing on the Christmas celebration, and also the spirit of hope, renovating your hope for the next year.
You know, I come from a large family, too, and I think maybe for people who don't, it's hard to understand that special blend of intimacy and chaos that comes from a holiday season with so many people together. Does that get reflected in the celebration itself?
Yes, of course, because that's what it is all about. It's gathering together to make sure that we are all okay. You know, we listen to the stories, what's going on. We didn't catch up during the year and what we can do to help, to support each other. And of course, the drama, you know, always there's drama with somebody. So I have always a fun memory of one that I would never forget about it. So my youngest aunt, she always was the drama queen. So she wanted to be the star that night. And so every time she wanted to sing, my uncle, a year older than her, she was always, you know, picking on her and bullying her. And so every time she tried to sing, he started saying a joke. And it happened like 20 times. And at the end, my aunt, she just started screaming and yelling, and she throw herself to the floor. It was a big drama just because of those two. But at the end, everybody was singing and eating and happy to be there together. And
exactly,
everybody love right? you. I love you. I love you.
Right. In the end, everyone comes back together. You know, you're talking about that chaos and that joy. And you talked a couple of minutes ago about the importance of hope in celebrating Christmas as a child in Mexico. This is your first time doing A Mexican Christmas, Songs and Stories, this show. And I wonder, was that intentional? Did you feel like we needed a special hope and joy this year?
Yes, especially now that we have to gather virtually. I think it is important for us to see this holiday season as a way of be inspired for the better and to be better next year, because we are all now, we understand that we're part of one thing, which is this beautiful world, and that we all have to take care of each other. So I think this is the moment where we can all come and reflect about that. And for me, the journey of Jose and Maria and the baby Jesus in the womb is that the baby Jesus represents the hope and the love and the unity. It's not about religion. It's not about politics. It's about love. Because when you love somebody, you don't hurt them, you know? And that's, I think that's the key.
So let's dive right into the music from there. I think you're going to play a couple songs for us. I'd like to start with the most traditional, La Posada, which translates literally into the inn. I know it's one of the main symbols of Christmas time in Mexico. It also strikes me that You know, you're talking about the history of the baby and the importance of that journey. So can you tell us a little bit more about the song for those who might not be familiar with it?
Yes, it's a journey of Jose and Maria looking for a shelter. And they try and they knock so many doors and most of them say no. But at the end, one say yes, because they realize that it was Jesus. It was the hope. It was the spirit of giving something. And they said, we don't have a room, but we have the barn and you can stay there if you wish.
Let's hear the song.
This is when Jose is asking for shelter. En el nombre del cielo, os pido posada, pues no puede andar mi esposa amada.
So, you know, in listening to that, it's a joyful ending. And you were talking us through the story. It is a 2,000-year-old story. Whether you're religious or not, Christian or not, it's a known story. But I couldn't help, as I was listening to you, mapping it against the last 18 months. It's a story of immigration. It's a story of poverty, of vulnerability, and then of charity and love. And it really hits home in a pandemic when so many are suffering even more because they were already experiencing poverty or already vulnerable and marginalized. And in the last 18 months, our story of immigration in the United States has been brutal. I don't know where to go with that, Veronica, other than to say it is so striking to have it brought to us in music.
Yes, and that's what I every time I sing this song, I can't help it, but I cry, because when I especially sing in the part when Jose is saying, my wife is the Virgin Marie, she is the queen of the heavens, and she's going to be the mother of the divine birth. It's about that figure that represents kindness and love. And then the powerful figure of Jose, who is protecting that, is about those things that are important and relevant right now. Why don't you share something that you have? Because when you share, it multiplies. And that's the most important thing that we have to take from this year. It's that we have to share. And for me, this Posada song represents that at the end, we all have to open our doors and help each other. And then everybody comes in to celebrate. Entre santos peregrinos, peregrinos.
One other song too. I think you brought another to perform for us, A la Nanita Nana. This is another very popular, very traditional song. It's actually a lullaby that parents sing all year long to their children, but it's actually also a carol. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, a very simple song, just singing that lullaby is A la Nanita Nana, the baby is sleepy, let's just sing a song, and then let's just focus on the rainfall at the jungle with the sound and you know, cradle the baby. It's very simple, nothing complicated. It's all about just singing and listening.
Will you play it for us?
Yes, of course. Sea. A la nanita, na, nanita, ella, nanita, ella. El niño tiene sueño, bendito sea, bendito sea.
You talked about your grandmother earlier, your mama Coco. Did she sing this to you when you were a baby, when you were
little? Yes, she used to sing songs like this every time she cooked. Because I spent a lot of time with her. I think I was one of our lots of grandchildren that spent the most time with her. Mama Coco.
So when,
her name was Socorro, and everybody called her Mama Coco.
Mama Coco. When yeah. you perform this, when you perform the Mexican Christmas songs and stories, how will she be present for you?
Oh, she was the one who encouraged me to sing and to become a singer. She passed away 5 years ago. I never thought of myself to become a singer, but she always told me, you will become a very famous singer. I'm like, I'm not going to be famous, Grandma. Mama Coco, I don't want to be famous because believe it or not, I am afraid. I mean, I'm very shy. People don't believe me that, but it's hard for me to get out there. But once I'm on stage or I'm with people, if something happens to me, I don't know what it is. But yes, yeah, she's present all the time, and she was present all the time when she was alive. And she was, with me the first years of my life, and she was very proud of me, and I'm very grateful to my grandmother.
And that's Veronica Robles. She's a mariachi singer and runs the Veronica Robles Cultural Center in East Boston. Veronica, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be in the show. El niño tiene sueño, bendito sea, a la nanita, na, na, nanita, ella, nanita, ella. El niño tiene sueño, bendito sea, fuentecita que corre clara y sonora, ruiseñor que en la selva cantando llora. Calla mientras la cuna se balancea a la nanita nana, nanita ella. Calla mientras la cuna se balancea a la nanita nana, nanita.